Okay. Hi. Welcome to Ron's Bikes TV. I'm Ron, and now we're going to talk about pedals. Okay, we've got a few pedals to check out, so follow me over to my science table. Toe clips. We've got big, flat, downhill bully pedals. We've got medium-sized plastic bully pedals. And then we have these beauts, the MKS XC3, made by MKS in Japan for Blue Lug, imported by me.
He's clearing off his science table.
Let's start right here with the oldest foot retention system that I know of, the toe clip. Most of you probably have never even dealt with these, but when I was starting off, this is what was available. This is on a sneaker pedal, and it's great for riding fixed.
Cam Rush was probably the hardest job I'd ever done physically.
Also, not really great for anything else. Actually, it's not even great for that. It really pinches your toes. I got weird toes, and you can't ride in sandals in these either. Your toe will come right out here. And yeah, clipping stuff is great. I think I really like it for pure mountain biking, when you need to, rigid mountain biking in particular, where you need to, your bike is bouncing all over the place beneath you and you need to hold on for dear life. It's a lot easier to be clipped in than it is to be on flat pedals in that scenario. Besides that, I really don't think that there's any, just riding road even, or on gravel. There's really, in my opinion, might as well be. Might as well be wearing sandals and be comfortable and have that airflow between your toes. And get that nice sandal tan line. It's real sexy, sultry, and sensual. Yep. So what about flat pedals? Well, okay. Flat pedals. I mean, there are a lot of things that are flat and good. Pancakes. The earth. Soda. You leave out with the top off. We've got a few options here. You know, there's been some great flat pedals that have come out in recent years, mostly due in part to the downhill gravity bullies. Aside from being bullies, they do design some great pedals, okay? Big platforms that are nice and thin, so the sole of your foot gets down close to the spindle. And great grip, and, a pretty good price. So these right here, these are the Race Face Chesters that I spray painted because they were real ugly. These are actually a plastic pedal. They look like shit, right? But they work pretty well. This is about a standard size pedal, I'd say. It's got some great pins. These are a real popular pedal. You can find them just about anywhere for about $35. I think the bearings are pretty junky. That's just the seals, really. It's overly sealed, in my opinion. Okay, so that's the Race Face Chester. Probably your best bet for normal size, cheap pedal. And now if you take a close look at my science table, you'll see that we're down to my two favorite pedals.
Hey Ron, why do you like those pedals so much?
Well, I'm glad you asked. This is my favorite pedal for performance. This is my favorite pedal for style and aesthetic and bearing quality and just quality in general. It's a great pedal. I like this one. You know what they say about this Stamp II pedal? It grips like a religious zealot to a uterus. This is the alloy version. It also comes in plastic. Maybe that's called the Stamp I. But this is the large size. And you could see, in comparison to this Race Face Chester, it's pretty massive. I've got big feet, size 14. But they aren't too wide, and this is really, you're really gaining a lot of width with this size. The bearings are great, especially in comparison to the Chester. See, that's pretty smooth. Kind of heavy. Construction's great. Bunch of removable pins. Would recommend. And now, The MKS XC3. Okay, so this pedal has incredible bearings. Look at that. Mm-mm. Yeah, you can't beat it. Made in Japan, unlike the other pedals. I don't know where those are made. Certainly not Japan. The XC3 is a remake of the Suntour XC2, which I also have here. I rode these pedals all over the world. And look at that. Japan, you gotta love it. So you're certainly sacrificing some size here. So if you've got a bigger foot, that might be a concern. It also won't grip as well as the pins, but a lot of people feel that the pins grip too well. I think most would agree it looks a heck of a lot better than the Stamp 2. So the main thing about these Stamp 2s is if you misstep on the pedal and you're going off like a huge cliff, like you're just augering, hooking nuts off a cliff, and you land wrong and this pedal smacks you on your leg,
oh, sick.
It's going to leave a mark. You'll be like, that's going to leave a mark in midair. Now, on the other hand, the MKS XC3 also, one thing to note on both of these pedals, I would recommend looking for a concave. What I mean by that is, on the Stamp 2, these pins in the center are lower down than the outside pins. That's going to kind of cradle your foot. You're going to have much better grip that way. Same goes with the XC3. Just kind of lets the ball of your foot nestle right in the middle here. So, in review, let's go back to my science table. We've got four pedal options here. I would use these for mountain biking. I would use these for light mountain biking and fashion riding. And I would probably never use these again. And I would use these for mountain biking, pure mountain biking, when I'm like trying to go, when I'm on Strava mountain biking. So there you have it. You got your MKS XC3s made in Japan, available in black and silver at ronsbikes.com.
Hey, give me that. Get out of here.
That's ronsbikes.com.